We're in the first simin of Hilchas Yontif, simin Tav Tzadik Hei, and we are up to the last sif Dalet, which we will be doing now. There is a need for something of an introduction to this sif, because otherwise someone may find it puzzling. We are familiar with the concept of mukta, and generally speaking, we think of mukta as the fact that you're not allowed on Shabbos to move an object that's normally used for malacha. The truth of the matter is that much of the isurim of carrying of moving objects on Shabbos is not really the ikar halacha of muktzah. It is part of a gzeira that Nechemya made, asering to move kelim on yontif as a gzeira atu malacha in one form or another. The ikar din muktzah is that there are some things that are considered out of our realm for Shabbos or yontif. Meaning, we learn out, Rashi claims that this is included in the Daraisa, at least according to one opinion. Tosfos says that this is totally a Drabanan. But we find the concept of the Hechinu Esesher Yaviu, that with the man, it says that they have to prepare that which they're going to use before Shabbos. From there, we learn out this concept of Hachana, which is that you are not to use something on Shabbos that was not really meant for Shabbos use. It is considered eino min amuchan. It is outside my realm. By using that on Shabbos, it's as if I am creating a new use in it. Something that was not really made for Shabbos use, I should not be using on Shabbos. Chazal went also and extended that and said you shouldn't move it either. But the ikar muktzah was that you're not supposed to go and use it. Now, and using means consumption. You're not to consume it. And the same thing would go for Yontif. There is a basic machlokas throughout the Mishnayos between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that anything you didn't expect to use on Shabbos or Yontif is muktzah. Rabbi Shimon less lay muktzah. Rabbi Shimon holds that a person who knew that there's always the possibility that he could use something will never go in his mind and say this is not really made for Shabbos or Yontif. That means, in the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon there, a person is not makzeh midi dechozile. Something that is usable, you do not push away. So there are several cases that they argue in. Rabbi Yehuda holds, for example, that there's an inyan of muktzeh machmas mius. Something that is not especially appealing, something that is mous, even though it is usable. It's not the kind of thing that people would want to use. It is therefore muktzah. You couldn't go and use that on Shabbos or Yontif, and therefore it would also be aser betulpul. You couldn't move it either. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says the fact that it is mous, the fact that it's not especially appealing, doesn't mean it's not usable. And since it's usable, a person in the back of his mind knows that he may end up using it. Therefore, it is not aser for use on Shabbos or Yontif. Other cases are usable objects that I went and put into storage. Usable objects that I put away that I expect to do business with. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though it made me food, the fact that I put it for storage or that I put it away for the sake of doing business with it for sale, that would make it muktzah. Rabbi Shimon says, since I knew it was edible or usable, I was never mocked it. I knew, yeah, I probably want to sell it, but I may end up using it. So that would not be considered muktzah. On Shabbos, the halacha is like Rav Shimon. We paskin that with the exception of certain things, the exception for example, something that I have biyodayim, I went and put it into a situation where it should not be usable over Shabbos, something like that, Rav Shimon is moda. But generally speaking, when you're dealing with objects that are usable, it's just that I didn't expect to use them, Rav Shimon holds that they're not muktzah, and that is the halacha. On Yontif, there are many Rishonim that say that Chazal paskin like Rav Yehuda. The reason being, since on Yontif ochel nefesh is mutter, Chazal did not want us to be able to freely move around everything, because putting that together with the heter of ochel nefesh, a person may forget that there's an issur of doing malacha on Yontif altogether. So Chazal were actually more strict on Yontif, and they were koveya v'halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. So that muktzah machmas mil, something that you put into an otzer, these things are going to be muktzah. These things are going to be muktzah on Yontif, even though they're not on Shabbos. So an example of this would be, the halacha is you're allowed to shecht on Yontif. You know, in days before refrigeration, people used to shecht, kasher the meat, and eat it as soon as possible. So what they would do is they would actually shecht on Yontif. Fresh meat was far better than meat that was sitting around. What if you have a cow that you're using as a dairy cow for milk? Now, you knew that you could have shechted it and eaten its meat, but in your mind, it was really there, you wanted it for milk. Similarly, a chicken that you were using as part of an egg farm to produce eggs. You knew you could shecht it on Yontif and eat the chicken, but you really were keeping it for the sake of eggs. According to Reb Shimon, these are not muktzah. According to Reb Yehuda, they are muktzah. Because of the machmirin, they would be muktzah on Yontif. That would be considered muktzah, and according to the machmirin, it is aser. So let's see this inside. Muktzah. Afal pi shemuter b'shabes hechmir bo b'yontif va'asru. Muktzah. This is referring to things that I did not expect to use on Yontif, but were usable, even from before Yontif. On Shabbos they're mutter, on Yontif they're muktzah. Hagav yesh matirin muktzah afilu b'yontif. There are mekilim, and that's the way Ashkenazim paskin. There is no iser of muktzah on Yontif any more than on Shabbos. So don't read this mechaber wrong, and the Ramah. It is not that we are discussing all of the halachas of what we call muktzah. Yes, whatever halachas of muktzah apply to Shabbos apply to Yontif as well, except that, for example, kli shemalachto liiser is defined differently on Yontif than Shabbos because there are malachas that are permissible on Yontif. But with regard to the ikur din of muktzah, the iser of using and then moving an object that you didn't expect to use, although you knew that it was usable, there on Yontif, the Mechaber holds its usr, its muktzah, and the Ramah holds its not. Aval nolad usr l'divrayim afilu b'shabbos. Now this is another misleading one. We know of this concept of nolad, something that didn't exist before Shabbos, and came to be on Shabbos. The halacha is that you couldn't use it, you couldn't move it. Nolad is usr. That everyone agrees on. There's another form of nolad that Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda argue over. And that is something that was there before Yontif or before Shabbos, but it had a different use, you related to it differently. For example, bones that were attached to cooked meat. So that meat was totally edible. The bones, when I looked at that on Erev Shabbos, I told myself, these bones are part of the meat. We call this entire unit of bone and meat food. On Yontif, you ate up all the meat, and what you're left with now are bones. Now, what are these bones? Why aren't they muktzah? Because they're animal food. But on Erev Shabbos, it was people food. In the middle of Shabbos, it became animal food. Rabbi Yehuda holds that too was called nolad. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. So the Ramah says that even the mekilim and muktzah on Yontif are machmer on nolad. That means that on Yontif, you are not to go ahead and use or move something whose function has changed on Yontif. So the Mishnah Berurah says, for example, bones. Bones that were part of the meat and now are animal food on Yontif are muktzah. And you could not lift them when you clear the table. What you would have to do is, the Mishnah Berurah holds, you would push them with a rag or something so that you're indirectly moving them. But you couldn't move them because these are nolad. And this is the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins. The Mishnah Berurah holds that even though when it comes to muktzah, the minhag is like the Ramah that we follow Reb Shimon even on Yontif, when it comes to nolad, we are machmir. So something that used to be people food and is now animal food, if this change occurred on Yontif, it is muktzah, you couldn't move it, you couldn't use it, and you couldn't move it. All right, now we go further. What if, according to the Mechaber, that there is a din of muktzah on Yontif? What if, say, on Erev Yontif, you tell yourself, you know, I've got cows in my dairy farm, I may want to shecht one on Yontif. Does that make it non-muktzah? In other words, what is it that you need to designate something before Yontif as something that's standing for Yontif use in order that it not become Muktzah. Now, this is all in the Shita Samachaber, because the Ramah hold that there is no Muktzah, except for, we will see the exceptions. So, he says, V'chol Muktzah she'eino balei chayim, kagon otzer shel peris ve'etzim, sagi k'sheyomer mikan ani notel, ve'ein tzorech she'yirshol. The Ramah says, if you're dealing with balei chayim, if you're dealing with animals, there you've got to make some kind of mark on them to designate this animal I want to use on Yontif. Whereas, if what you're dealing with is, say, you had an otzer, you had a storehouse of fruit, and now you decide that you want to use some of that fruit for Yontif, you don't have to be roshim. All you have to do is say on Erev Yontif, I plan on taking some of the fruit from here and using it on Yontif. And that would be mutter. Now we go a little further. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are cholkim. There are some who say that you do have to be roshim, or at least say very clearly, these are the apples I'm going to use. Not just globally, I'm going to take from here, but these are the ones that I'm going to use. Now, the Ramah ends and says, Umutr lo hachin miyantif rishon l'sheni, bebeiz yantif shel golius. You are allowed to prepare from yantif rishon to yantif sheni on shnei yantov shel golius. This is another misleading Ramah. He is not referring to the halacha of the isser of preparing from one day to the next. You are not allowed to prepare from Yontif Rishon to Yontif Sheni. Yontif Rishon is a Daraisa, Yontif Sheni is a Darabanan. You can't prepare from one to the next. But here he is referring to a case where, according to the Machaber, someone has a cow, the cow he meant as a dairy cow. Now on Yontif he would like to go and shecht it. So the halacha is that he can go and be making it on Yontif Rishon for Yontif Sheni. On Yontif Rishon, he could say, tomorrow I'm going to shecht this cow. Why is this mutter? Because remember, what is Yontif Sheni all about? This is taking the place of the suffix the Jews had in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, where they didn't know when the Sanhedrin declared Rosh Chodesh, and they weren't sure which was the proper day. So even after the establishment of the calendar, Minag Avoseim B'Yodeim, Chazal were metaken that they should keep 2 days of Yontif. So that this second day of Yontif originated as a suffix. In those days, if you weren't sure which day was Yontif, then if on Yontif Rishon you told yourself, I'm going to use this tomorrow, Mamanoshech, you could use it the second day. If the first day was Chol and the second day is Yontif, meaning we didn't know which was the proper day of Yontif because we didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. So if the first day turns out to be Chol, then you can go and prepare the animal on Chol for tomorrow, for Yontif. If the first day is Yontif, then the second day is Chol. So there's no need for preparation, there's no need for Acham. So that's why with regard to designating which thing it is that I'm going to use, you're allowed to do that from Yontif Rishon to Yontif Sheni. The Mishnah Berurah says this is only referring to something that only requires Dibur. Whereas if you have to be roshim, if you have to make a mark, you could only do that on a weekday for Yontif. You could not do that on the first day of Yontif for the second, because the act is an act of preparation of Achana. The Ramah did not mean to be matir preparation. What he meant to say was, you can go and terminate its status or prevent its status of being muktzah from coming about by an Erev Yontif Sheni, which is Yontif Rishon, saying tomorrow I'm going to use this. But in terms of actual physical hachana, such as being Roshem, that the Mishnah Berurah holds would actually be usher from Yontif Rishon to Yontif Sheni.